positive rotation.
Welcome to Positive Rotations, a 126th Air Refueling Wing, helping agencies podcast, helping refuel your mind. I'm Master Sergeant Brian Ellison with the Director of Psychological Health, Linda Hsu, and Benji, the Wings Therapy Dog. We're continuing to talk about the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Airmen. This is based off of Stephen Covey's work. First, Linda, we should mention that we have a new name for the podcast. You probably already noticed. That's Positive Rotation, helping refuel your mind. The reason we chose Positive Rotation is because when a pilot starts the engines, he talks down to the crew chief, "Hey, I'm starting an engine." And when that engine fires up, the crew chief says, "Positive Rotation." So thanks for joining us, Linda. Last time we talked about the first habit being proactive. What is what does being proactive mean?
So yes, the first habit is being proactive, and I think it's just getting ahead of things. And so whether it's being proactive about your career, your relationships, your home life, things like that, just getting ahead of things and being proactive, doing things that will help you in the long run. Like we had said, being proactive about, you know, PT, I'm going to go run 2 miles, do my push-ups and sit-ups and get ready for my PT test. So I'm going to be proactive about my PT test. And then we talked about not letting, so being proactive rather than reactive. So not letting others kind of ruin our day and reacting to things and kind of stepping back and having that perspective. Rather than that, being proactive and doing things, you know, on a positive note, being prepared for things, and again, just being proactive.
What are we talking about this week?
So our habit 2 is going to be begin with the end in mind, and it's going to be about setting goals, time management, and just improving ourselves.
This may sound like a silly question, but I think a lot of people maybe not always have that end in mind or that goal. I don't know if I have goals. I have a general direction that I want to go in. Why is it important to set good goals?
Well, I think it's important to know what I'm going to set my sights on, and it helps us to manage our ideas, our perspectives, our things that we want to do. A lot of times I think we have things in mind, but we don't really set things in action. And so setting goals helps us to set things in action and helps us to set our sights on things that we can achieve. Something that gives you something to look forward to feel good about.
That's it. Yeah, that's important because, I know what I want to achieve. I don't always have that, like I said before, I don't have that bullseye locked in.
Right. And we know that a goal with no plan is only a wish. And wishful thinking doesn't get us too far.
This is true. Very, very true. If it wasn't for my wife to help me set goals, I probably wouldn't set many goals. How does a person set up life goals for themselves? So instead of having, somebody do it for me and tell me, you know, kind of help me refine my goals, which maybe, is that a good thing? Maybe to talk to somebody and say, this is where I want to be, like talking to a director of psychological health or a social worker.
Right. It's definitely something we can work on in counseling. We can set up, look at the goals that you have, and then set up different ways to achieve those goals. And then we'll talk about that today. And then if somebody would like an individual counseling session on setting goals, we can certainly do that as well. But setting up life goals, so how does a person set up life goals for themselves? So there's many different kinds of goals. So there might be, you know, might have a financial goal. You might ask yourself, where am I today with my finances? Maybe I want to pay off debt. Maybe I want to go on a vacation. something like that. I could maybe have a goal about relationships, spending more time with family, doing things we enjoy, things like that. It could be a goal for health and well-being. You know, maybe I'm not in good health. Maybe I need to be eat better, exercise more, and have good mental health. There's a spirit, you know, could be a spiritual goal. Maybe I want to be more spiritual, get in touch with my higher power more, maybe go to church, maybe read my Bible, things like that. So could be a career goal, maybe getting more education, progressing in my career. So it really just depends on the person. So there's many different life goals. So I think you have to kind of ask yourself, you know, what is my goal, and, you know, what am I doing here, and how can I achieve this?
Linda, you talked about determining your life goals. Should we zero in on one aspect of that goal, or should we look for something that has a broader purpose?
Well, I think it's up to the individual, but if you have, say, if you have a financial goal, and then you want to, I think you want to kind of zero in on, you know, what is that one goal, and then putting it down into smaller pieces so we can achieve that goal. And then you want to look at the acronym SMART for measuring goals.
And what's that acronym SMART for setting goals mean?
So the specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and trackable. So specific goal, you want your goal to be specific about a specific thing. Something that you want to achieve should be measurable. You know, over time, you should be able to measure whether or not you're achieving that goal. Being achievable, I think that, you know, everything should be, you know, achievable. I mean, obviously, I'm not a runner. I'm not going to make a goal of setting out to run a marathon. It's just maybe not achievable, maybe not realistic.
Not achievable, you know? Now.
Not achievable now, but if I set the goals, you know, maybe it would be at some point. But I know myself, and I don't think that's achievable. So,
right.
And then we have trackable. So, so being able to track your progress over time and seeing, you know, if you're getting towards that goal. So the SMART goals. The military loves those acronyms. So the SMART acronym.
You talked about the acronym SMART for measuring your goals. How do we go about measuring those goals, or at least getting those goals started? How do we go about getting there?
Okay. So one of the tried and true ways to make something real is to write it down. There is a link between writing down our goals and achieving them. Writing them down is more solid rather than just thinking of them and having that wishful thinking. I think, you know, just writing them down, first of all, and then breaking them down into smaller goals, adjust your goals periodically, and then keep track of your progress. But writing them down is very important.
But sometimes we can fudge. Like, I can write down a goal, and it may help me, but what if I tell somebody else? Would that help me achieve my goal now? Because now, you know, I'm a cyclist, and I like to race, but I had some thing with my elbow, and I was going to race in March, and now I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm not, because I'm kind of using that as an excuse not to get prepared for a race in March. But if I share that goal that I am going to race the Tour of St. Louis in March, and I tell somebody, how does that help me achieve that goal?
Yes, I think that people will naturally, if you tell people, you know, I have this goal, I'm going to run the race in March, your friend or your coworker, you know, eventually will turn, naturally circle back around with you and check in, like, how's that race going? Are you exercising? Are you cycling? Things like that. And you never know, it might share, sharing your growth can inspire others or yourself. So maybe, you know, you cycling would help your coworker to cycle more and give him that goal or something, or some sort of exercise, something like that. So I think it's important to share that with others, especially coworkers, and then our family and friends.
So we're talking about begin with the end in mind. How was I going to do? Oh, so you talk about, let's go back to that. I'm going to go back to that just real fast, that SMART and achievable goals. So you mentioned the word acronym and sharing your goals. So I guess I'm sharing my goal right here is that I'm not going to try to win the Tour of St. Louis. It's 3 races over 2 days. My goal this year is to do better than I did last year. So hopefully, at least during the time trial, which I rode in, I finished dead last, which is, hey. So this year, I'm trying not to finish dead last in the time trial. That is, that's my goal for this year. So yeah, I shared it with you, Linda. There you go. There's my goal. I guess I'm racing in the Tour of St. Louis.
And I'll be checking in with you.
All right, I appreciate that.
I'll be checking in with you to make sure you're working towards your goal.
That's right, because we're going to be talking about this over the next six more weeks. That's right. Now, we talk about begin with the end in mind. Why does that help things? So I mentioned, not to make this all by myself, but I mentioned the goal that I want to finish, at least in the time trial, not dead last. Is that what you're talking about, beginning with the end in mind, or is that something different?
Right. Beginning with the end in mind, beginning with, you know, whatever the goal is, whatever you have in mind, and then, you know, beginning with that, and then the end result, you know, what is my end result is your goal. So working towards that beginning with the end in mind. So what do I need to achieve that goal? What do I need to do? What smaller goals do I have to accomplish in order to get to that goal?
How does beginning with the end in mind help you?
Well, beginning with the end in mind helps you, you know, to pick out the goal, helps you to achieve your goal. I mean, I think it helps you to set the goal that you want. I mean, first of all, you have to have a specific goal that you're working on.
Right.
And then kind of go from there. But I think it helps us because it helps us to feel accomplished with ourselves. It helps us to have more positive self-esteem. I think it helps us to just feel good about ourselves. And, you know, our coworkers see that. And like I said, our coworkers, our family see that. And that some of that positivity may rub off on them. So it helps others at the same time.
I mean, going back to that, we always need to keep that acronym, SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and trackable goals in mind. And you know, trackable and achievable, well, at least trackable means, hey, trackable means, hey, you need to have better time management. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that time management is important, and why is our time so hard to manage?
So we need to have our, we need to be able to manage our time. We've got a lot of things that we need to manage, work, kids, home. So that's a lot of things for us to manage. So we have to be able to set up our time in ways that we can help achieve our goals.
And it's hard to manage time because really for me, I'm here. I'm basically gone from the house for 12 hours a day. So trying to find a time to ride my bike can be hard. And I just decided, you know what? You just got to wake up at 3:30 in the morning and try to be on the bike by 4:15, and suck it up, dude, and ride and do my workout then, my scheduled workout. Because when I get home, now I'm just too busy with helping make dinner. And then by the time we get done with dinner, it's 7, and I'm like, I don't want to work out because I'm going to have to get up early. How can we improve our time management?
Okay, the things we can do to improve our time management are, well, it helps us to be happier, helps us to be less stressed, and more time to do the things that we enjoy. So we can make a to-do list. So I know, like, every day when I come in the morning, I have a to-do list of things that I have to do for the day. And then crossing them off helps, too. It helps us with ideas with accomplishment. Right. So having a to-do list and then prioritizing things that you want to do, things that I have to get done. And this is where kind of procrastination kind of comes in. There's things that I want to do. There's things that I have to do, things that are challenging, things that, you know, need to get done right away. So you need to prioritize things, you know, what needs to get, maybe a project in the office needs to get done right away. You know, maybe I need to check emails. Maybe I can just set a time to check emails rather than checking them every 5 minutes, you know, to interrupt myself with what I'm doing. And sometimes even, you know, for a manager or supervisor, we can delegate tasks. Some of us want to do everything on our own. And so we need to delegate tasks to learn to do that. Eliminate time wasters. Turn off the cell phone. Turn off the TV. And I think just setting boundaries for yourself. I know, like, for myself, If anybody ever has, you know, some people may try to waste your time. And if you ever had that person that comes in and tries to talk with you for, you know, 45 minutes, you need to say, hey, I need to get things done, or, you know, maybe can you come back later? I have a deadline I need to meet. So setting boundaries with yourself and setting boundaries with people is very important to your time.
What are some methods to time management? I know you talked about writing things down. What are some other things? Like I hear about the ABCDE method.
Right. There's a ABCDE method. So when you're prioritizing things, it's tasks that you must do, tasks that you should do, tasks that should be, that would be nice to do, and tasks that you can delegate to someone else, tasks that you can eliminate altogether. So kind of going through that ABCDE method is kind of a way to prioritize things and say, okay, this is something I really should do versus this is something maybe I cannot, I don't even have to do today
right.
at all.
Sure.
So taking each task and kind of going through that for yourself.
And it, I mean, what would be an example of a task you must do? Would that be something, when we talk about time management, would that be something... a task we must do to achieve our goal, or does this time management help us make time to reach our goal?
Well, I think it's both. I think it's you know, having the time, managing your time enough to reach your goals. But maybe your goal is just that task for that day, you know. So managing your time is going to help you daily, and it's going to help you over time to manage your goals.
Sounds great.
So
yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And I was just thinking that working, I mean, just like you said earlier, just achieving your goals that you write down and crossing them off, that builds your self-esteem and makes you feel like you can do something. Makes mm-hmm. you feel confident that, hey, I can achieve my goals.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, and again, I think that we have to just, like we said, begin with the end in mind and come up with those goals and come up with achievable ideas, things that we can do to achieve those goals. So the time management is just kind of a piece of that,
right.
you know, piece of that goal making. But, you know, we should always have the end in mind when we're working towards things. You know, what is my greater achievement? What am I going to have at the end of this?
Right. We talk about to-do lists, and you talk about a daily to-do list. What should I, you know, what are some things that I can write on my daily to-do list that will help me achieve my goals and you know, start to think about the end in mind?
Right. I think that doing your daily to-do list is important. Taking 10 minutes to write down the things that you need to do for the day or the following day. And again, crossing them off, you know, when they're completed. move things around that are not complete to tomorrow's list. Coordinate with your calendar. Know what is good for you, for your personality. So I use this a lot in counseling where I have a lot of people that worry or have a lot of anxiety. And so it helps them to write down things that they've either completed for the day or write down things that they have to do tomorrow, things that they, you know, think about and worry about that makes them, you know, not sleep as well. So I use that a lot in counseling to do your to-do lists. It kind of gets things off your mind a little bit. Again, there's a real link between writing down your goal, your to-do list, and doing them rather than just thinking about them.
Today we're talking about begin with the end in mind, and we are just at the beginning. Yes, go ahead.
I do have something I wanted to add. So there is something fun that you can do. I wasn't going to really go into it today, but I did talk about it's having a...
Oh, is it the dream board?
Right, creating a vision board. Yeah, so I did this when I did this as a group. Vision board could be something fun you could do with your family. You can use newspapers or magazines or cutouts of pictures and places and words and things like that. So it's reflects on your goals, things that you want to achieve. And I thought it would be, it's kind of a fun, it'd be a fun family activity for your kids. You know, say I want to go on a vacation, so I'm going to cut out a picture of a beach. Say if I want to save money, I'm going to, you know, cut out a picture of my bank or, you know, money symbols or things like that. So what you want to do is have your dream board or your vision board always with you, around you, so you can see it. And the same with your goals. You want to write down your goals and have them around, even if it's one goal for the day. You know, this is the one thing that I want to do, having that written down. And then maybe there's goals for, like, you know, there's goals for the day, there's goals for the week. Maybe there's a 6-month goal of... Sure. You know, writing or, you know, getting your race done, things right. like that. So that might be helpful too. And even as a family activity, maybe getting the kids involved in things like that too. So
we're talking about beginning with the end in mind. Just real fast, let's review that. What are some things we can do to start to think about beginning with the end in mind?
So we want to look at setting goals for 2022. We want to set goals for improving time management and then prioritize your to-do list, spending time, and also spending time doing things we enjoy. And that might be a goal for you, spending time doing things we enjoy, because we're always so busy with work, with kids, with family, and things like that. So things kind of go by the wayside, like you said, like riding the bike, mm-hmm. or for me, it might be doing yoga or things that I like to do. Creative things that I like to do. So that could be a goal for you, doing things that you enjoy. But certainly setting up a goal for yourself and then figuring out the best way to achieve that goal.
Thank you for taking the time to help refuel your mind on the 126th Helping Agencies Positive Rotations podcast. Join us next week when we discuss putting first things first. So we talked about with the end in mind, we're going to begin with, we began with the end in mind. Now we're going to put first things first. We'll talk about that next week on the Positive Rotations podcast, helping refuel your mind. I'm Master Sergeant Brian Ellison.